Now, is it also possible, though, that those architects of the ancient artifacts might have had some kind of communication with each other, where in one region of this planet there seems to be a lot of similarities of things? And I've always just wondered, how can that be? How can you have pyramids of Giza that look almost like pyramids in South America, that almost look like pyramids in China? I mean, and that's what I just don't understand. How could that happen?
Well, it's another one of these things that if you look at it carefully, you can see the different origins of things. For example, one of the earliest pyramids, say in Mexico, built by the Olmec people, and it was a model of San Martin Payapan, their sacred volcano. Natural places were the first sacred places, and people copied them, emulated them, and gradually built separate monuments, often in sight of them or aligned to them or whatever. You see this a lot on Crete, for example. They grew up out of the landscape. If you take ancient Egypt, for example, people say, oh, well, where did this fabulous civilization came from? It just suddenly appeared. Well, it didn't. If you know your archaeology, if you really look carefully at it, you see how that great civilization grew out of the landscape. And the pyramid, if you go to the Valley of the Kings near Luxor, it's dominated by a naturally pyramidical peak. It's a remarkably symmetrical pyramid. It's natural, and it dominates the whole Valley of the Kings, the great necropolis there. And we can see how the Egyptians started to build their pyramids, which was seen, if you like, in their mythology as a world mountain. And they made early attempts, and they collapsed and weren't very good, and finally they got really good at building these things, and that's why a lot of them are still around. But if you look in Native America, pre-Columbia America, they are often stepped platforms on which temples are put. They're slightly, well, considerably different. And we can see how they came from the idea of sacred mountains. In Bolivia, for example, there's a pyramid called the Acapana. That's got bits of some of the sacred mountains that are visible on the skyline. Some of the material from those mountains is built into its structure. So there are different reasons, and they grew in different ways. But if you have cultures at similar levels of technological development, they'll often do things that are essentially similar, but often for quite different reasons.
But what is it about the mind, then, that would make, let's say, the shape of that pyramid in so many different regions? I mean, why didn't they make it a square or a rectangle? Why that?
Well, there are squares and there are rectangles. There are monuments and temples of those shapes. It's just that the pyramid, big in Giza, catches our attention, is a remarkable structure, but it's also a very stable structure. If you're going to build something, a pyramid is one of the easier things to build. It's not easy to build them with the accuracy that some of these things were. And undoubtedly, there was sort of symbolism built into these things, and careful orientation and all the rest, relating to the religions and the cosmology of the various cultures that built them. But it's a pretty fundamental shape as a pyramid.
I'm not so sure how they built them. Do you have your own theories on that?
Well, you know, the New Age theories that they sort of rubbed the stones or whatever and floated them along, you know, tapped them with a wand or whatever. But the actual evidence is that they were lugged around by human effort. Very skillfully done. And people say, oh, no, nobody could cut these stones so accurately, nobody could do this, nobody could do that. Well, how many people do you know today that can make a wooden cartwheel, for example? Technologies develop, become highly skilled, but when their use for them fades away, those skills disappear. And we see it today even in industry, you know, in shipbuilding communities and that. You break up that community and the capacity to build ships drops to a much lower level.
Well, there's no question, whatever technology they possessed or knowledge, we somehow lost it.
I think so. I mean, I have seen, I've talked to stonemasons, people who can bring up a very high level of skill in these areas even today. But undoubtedly, these people were the master masons of all history.